This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from West Palm Beach, spring training coverage on Grant and Danny of Nationals Baseball is being presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. James Wood has played in 9 spring training games. That's how many the Nats have played into this point. Nobody else around baseball is doing that. It tells you they're giving him a good, hard, long look at this point as a prospect trying to make this roster. He is 9 for 19 at the plate. That is a .475 batting average. And the 21-year-old is a .1550 OPS, including 3 home runs. Nobody else on the team has hit more than one. And James Wood joins us now on Grant and Danny here at the facility at West Palm Beach. James, thank you so much for the time. You just look so comfortable. You look like a different guy from the end of the minor league season. You know, in what ways do you feel like you have improved here recently?
Yeah, I just think sort of knowing myself, knowing what I want to do at the plate, knowing how I move, and just being able to make quick adjustments at the plate, really.
You're listed at 6'6". Are you bigger than that now? Are you 6'7" yet?
I'm probably somewhere in between that.
You don't have, like, one of those things at your house where you go home and, like, you write the – your dad, like, gets the pencil out and
yeah.
Keeps
unofficial record, though.
James Wood with us here on Grant and Danny. What's the spring been like? What's this camp been like for you? Obviously, success has happened early on here. Still a long way to go. But what's it been like here with this group and your experience?
Yeah, it's been a really good group of guys. I mean, I've gotten to know a lot of these guys pretty well, and just being around them, being able to ask questions, pick a lot of guys' brains, see how certain guys do one thing and how it may be different from how I do it. I think we're all just having fun out here and just getting better and just challenging ourselves. So,
who have you learned the most from? Like, who's been a valuable resource for you?
Ooh. I mean, we got a lot of really good coaches I've been able to talk to. I think, well, Delino DeShields, he's been in camp. He was my AA manager last year. And just being able to, because I'm already pretty comfortable with him, just being able to pick his brain more. And I mean, he's played for a really long time, so it's a lot to learn from him. And he knows a ton about the game, so.
James Wood, one of the top 10 prospects in all of baseball and potential face of the franchise moving forward here. Just 21 years old, a native of Rockville, Maryland, going to do it for the home squad, Washington. You know, we're at a point now, the way you've played this spring, where I would have just said coming into the camp, it'd be ridiculous to even have a conversation about you opening the season in the big leagues. And now that's what everybody's talking about. What would that mean for you if you actually made this team? Is that something you've even started to think about?
No, I mean, it's still a whole lot left in camp. I mean, I'm still trying to take it day by day and sort of just be consistent and sort of just do what I can. I mean, at the end of the day, that decision is not completely in my control, so I just try and focus on what I can control.
You're so calm and chill. Like, I've never really – do you break character? Like, have you ever screamed or, like, what are your range of emotions like?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't – I mean, baseball is tough, so, I mean, it'll bring all those emotions out of you, but I think it's just it's part of the game, being able to manage those and sort of just kind of stay level with all the ups and downs it gives you. So,
Danny, James, who was a great basketball player at one point, went to IMG Academy, mm-hmm. obviously chose baseball, but you know his father, Kenny, played in Richmond, is a basketball star. I think he's tight with Sean Casey, played mm-hmm. with or against him or something. Played high school against Bish.
Wow.
But a heck of a baseball player, or a basketball player. So the family, your sister's a great athlete. You got a couple sisters who played. I mean, everybody is like, everyone's 6'7 or taller. I think you have to be to be in the Wood family. But you guys must have some pretty impressive games outside when everyone gets home.
I mean, it's been a little bit since we ran it out there, but I mean, I'm still taking myself over everybody else.
I would too.
You're going 1-1. Your dad's not going to like that, I don't think.
What's your personal goal for this year? Obviously, you want to play, you guys want to win, but for you personally, kind of the mark you're setting for yourself.
I just want to be consistent. I want to be the same guy at game one till the last game. You know, I think like I said earlier, I mean, baseball has got a lot of ups and downs, so I just want to try and stay consistent through all that, and sort of ride the wave, and I think that'll kind of keep me where I want to be.
Do you ever, after you hit one of the home runs, like the immediate ball's gone, it's different sound off your bat. I jump out of my seat. It's like the one time I move quickly ever. I'm like, all right, James Wood just delivered a bomb. Is that the best feeling for you in baseball? Is like making a great catch or like showing off speed down the line? Like, what is your favorite moment playing this game?
I don't know. I think all those are cool, but I think the most fun I've had playing was I got lucky my first it was my first full season of affiliate ball. The first team I was on, we clinched the first half in Lake Elsinore. Then I got traded to Fredericksburg, and we clinched the second half. So I think those celebrating after just making the playoffs with all your friends, I mean, I think that's kind of what you play for, I think. I think that was probably the most fun I had.
So, James, everyone knows, obviously, you're fast, right? Like, that's part of the scouting report. I don't think people quite grasp how truly fast you are. I'm going to tell you what happened the other day. You were there, so from our perspective, from Pudgy Idiot's perspective, you hit a room service 2.5 hopper to the third baseman. It's not like it was a dribbler. It bounces right up at his chest. He comes up clean and does that little shuffle step that infielders do, and he looks up, and it looked like he saw a seven-headed ghost. Because you're a half step from first base, the look of panic and what devilry is this was on his face, and I can't stop talking about it. This is not a question. I'm just telling you, oh, my God, mm-hmm. right? Like, do people not understand how fast you actually are?
I don't know. I mean, I just go out there, try and just give it 100%. I mean, it's like you said, I mean, it was a ground ball, but, I mean, there's hits in some of those. I think if you kind of get out the box knowing you got a chance, I think there's definitely a few extra hits there that definitely are worth fighting for.
Before we let you go, a couple of things just to get to know you a little bit here. Start with favorite movie.
I watched Shawshank Redemption pretty – I'm not the biggest movie guy. I'm really trying to get into it, but I watched Shawshank Redemption pretty recently. I think that's –
it's a great
that's
movie. Probably,
it's an all-timer. Yeah. It's somehow always on cable when it's raining. You know what I mean? And, like, I always find myself watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
Cheat meal. Like, no judgment. You don't have to weigh in at any point in time. Mm. No one's watching. No one's going to be upset with you. Walk me through it.
I don't know if I'm going with a box of donuts or
Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, Krispy Kreme.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. I didn't say he's in a box.
Yeah, or, it's like a couple donuts.
Like, what a large character.
Not a serving of donuts, a family's donuts.
A box is like what you would get for the family.
Right. Look, guys, I got donuts.
Ever pummeled a box of donuts?
Have you eaten a box before?
No, not a whole box. Okay. But, I mean, I'll spread out throughout the day. I might not put down the whole box.
What's your
day,
personal donut consumption record for one day?
Oof, I'll say 8.
That's a good number.
I would have said 7, 7.5, somewhere there,
That's a very good number. New York Giants fan, I heard. So how does that happen? Like, what is that about?
You lose a bet?
You feel bad about that at all?
No, I feel great about it.
Daniel Jones is your guy?
We'll see. We got one more year. I mean,
Are you trying to move up the board, GM? Are you trying to go get a quarterback?
I'm open for everything. You know, I would like to move up, but if the Bears are asking for what they got last year, then –
You're not doing it?
No.
Okay, help me with this then. I didn't think I'd ask anyone this question, but we got a football guy here. Drake May or Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
Hmm. You think Washington should take him at two? Or now you're playing – are you playing like a psychologist on me where you're a Giants fan, so you want him to take Jaden? Or you're saying Jaden's the better player?
I mean, they should take Bo Nix at two.
There we go. There we go.
Bo, you're playing checkers.
Yeah. Playing a little chess. Three-dimensional chess.
Are you guys ever going to get a wide receiver, or you just don't want to do that?
You don't like receivers?
Maybe. I mean, I think Wando Robinson will be – I think he'll be really good. I think we got some young guys that can be pretty good, but I think we're missing that dog. So maybe if we don't move up, we take Malik Nabers, and that's our guy. So.
And why join up a Giants fan? You say you lost a bet. What was that about?
No. My dad's from New York, so, oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of just hopped on the – I mean, it was like around 2008, 2009 when I was kind of picking all my teams when I was a kid. And
what a different era, by the way.
He was a kid
when
in 09.
When I was picking all my teams. See, when I was a young warthog, the way this worked was, where do you live? That's your teams. But yeah. For you, it's like, all
you've
right.
You've always had access.
So I got Steph here. I got him here. Are you a Caps fan at all? Do you do hockey?
I'm trying to get into it.
We got to get you to a Caps game.
I actually went to my first Caps game this offseason.
Okay.
And it was pretty fun. So, I'll be.
I want to get him down pounding the glass.
Well, but here's the thing, like, get him a pair of skates, because you could do it in like you could figure that sport out in like 5 seconds.
I feel like, honestly, you're one of those guys where, like, if we gave you a year and said you have to be in the NHL or like your family's in trouble, you'd just be like the best forward in the NHL. Like, do you golf? Are you great at golf?
I'm terrible at golf.
Okay, good. So it's not everything does not.
Are you
come.
Are you bad at video games? Or are you good?
It depends on the game. I can pick them up fairly quick. I'm not the best, but. 2K, I'm not great. Madden, I'm pretty good. Call of Duty, I'm not as good as I used to be. So
if I beat one of these Ham and Eggers, not him, but another guy. That's
he runs
here.
A Madden league.
He runs a Madden league.
I don't want any parts of that.
So I beat him 85-0, but I was on rookie and he was on all Madden.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's.
I mean, but 85-0. It's not like it's 14-3.
The difference between all Madden and all pro is. I can only imagine the difference between all Madden and rookie.
So you're saying not impressive at all?
No.
I'm going to reiterate, though. I think Mr. 85-0.
But, yeah, all Madden is different than rookie.
That's tough. All right. Good to know. Anything else you need to get out here, Danny?
I think we're all sorted. I think James is good. I think, yeah. I think he's all set talking to us.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been good.
Thanks, buddy.
James Wood of the Washington Nationals. A 1-for-3 in today's game. Early in spring training, by the way. He was playing against who's on the field. It's not up to him to determine who he's matching up against, but he's taking guys deep that are going to be in the minors. You know, he's pulverizing players who have struggled at the big league level. Today, his hit was off of a big league all-star at one point in time in Sonny Gray, so a couple times over, actually. So you're starting to now see Davey is giving him more of a challenge, and James Wood is continuing to deliver.
Yeah, all he's ever done is exceed what's been put ahead of him, right? So if he's homering 450 feet off of a minor leaguer, that's great. He's better than that guy. He's better than the level that he's been at. He's showing he belongs, whether it's now or in the not-too-distant future, at the highest level.
I'm so excited about his spring.
It's unbelievable.
If you would have written the most positive James Wood script for how the first couple of weeks would have gone, it wouldn't have been this good, I don't think. Like, realistically, he legitimately has a chance, maybe. To be on the opening day roster.
He's opened that possibility.
Amazing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.